Good morning. It's morning three of the 7 day reset. I hope that you had a really good sleep. Here are your three simple questions to answer and journal before we start the full practice this morning. So please pick up your pad, your journal, and a pen. And question one is as follows. How are you feeling right now? Question two. How would you like to feel at the end of this morning's practice? Question three, how will you know? How will you know at the end of this morning's practice that you got what you came for and that you're feeling the way that you want to feel? So the question simply is, how will you know? Okay, so please put your pen and journal down and get comfy. We're about to start the practice. Good morning. It is morning three of the 7 day reset. Welcome. I hope you had a really peaceful, healing sleep last night. We're going to have a beautiful practice this morning. I've got my eyes closed because I am centering myself in my heart. And this is very much the energy that you are going to get more and more used to as you learn how to deepen your connection with your heart. This practice is all about moving your awareness, moving your consciousness from your head and moving it into your heart. When we manifest from our head, we can get inconsistent results. When we really, really learn to tune in and listen to our heart, that's the place. From a deep place of knowing and trust, that is the best place to manifest your heart's desire. When we feel frightened, worried, doubtful, that is simply our ego, that's our mind. Because I'm sure you can remember a time when you just felt deep, deep peace, did you not? And when you felt that deep, deep peace and deep knowing, was it coming from your heart? Or was it coming from your head? This practice teaches you to deepen your connection with yourself through your heart. It teaches you to overcome your restless mind. It teaches you to overcome your fears by facing them. All problems are problems of the mind and can therefore be sorted out through the mind. All problems are problems of the imagination, and so they can be sorted out with the imagination and a few other tools which you are learning one step at a time. through this practice. Many of these tools and abilities you already have. I am going to teach you how to structure your thinking, your day, how to become aware of things in a way that they're not challenging to you anymore, that you see them as opportunities for growth, so that you can catapult your results in all areas of your life with much more ease, much more grace, and much more flow. You are going to be surprised at how much you already know and already do. You are going to be delighted at how easy it is going to be to tweak the wisdom and knowledge that you already have, your skill sets, so that you can refine your abilities to be an even more powerful manifester, starting from now. Just keep showing up, have faith in yourself, and know that you are here for a really good reason. The reason is because you have put yourself here, knowing that there is more for you, knowing that life can be easier, knowing that you can deeply trust yourself and make fantastic decisions so that you can make manifest everything that you wish for yourself. So let's begin. And let's start by going straight to your heart. Gently close your eyes, place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Place a gentle smile on your face. Tuck your chin so that you feel a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. And breathe, because it's good to breathe, isn't it? Feel that gentle breath touching the end of your nose, moving through your nostrils and touching the back of your throat. Allowing your in-breath to be gentle and tender. Allow your exhalation to be long and smooth. Tender in-breath, long and smooth out-breath. And just keep breathing now in your own time. Tender breath in, long and smooth out. Keep breathing in your own time while you listen to the sound of my voice gently guiding you into a deeper sense of relaxation now. And I know that you're thinking certain things, and it's a good thing to be thinking those things, because those thoughts are going to bring you to new awarenesses. Those new awarenesses are going to create new options for you. Options that are going to create more lightness, more joy, more radiance in all areas of your life. And just as when you were a baby, you could not walk, and something inside you kept driving you forward to get up, stand up, and walk one step at a time. And it's that drive and determination and that knowing that is deep inside of you that will take you one step at a time as you easily learn what I have to teach you, so that your life can be even more easy and gracious and loving and kind, expansive, joyous. It just takes commitment, one day at a time, and trust and faith in yourself that you're here because you put yourself here because you're ready to take your life to the next level. You are supported, you are loved, you are safe. So now take your awareness to your heart. Smile and think of something that makes you smile, giggle or laugh. Amplify that feeling in your heart now. That's right. That's right. And by simply placing your attention and awareness in your heart, allow those feelings of love to emerge. Think of something that's meaningful in your life. Something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh just at the thought of it. Now, send this energy down. Imagine that it's the color green. Send it down, all the way down through your body, down through your legs, out through the soles of your feet. Send it down, deep into Mother Earth, through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Keep moving this energy down, going deeper and deeper into the earth. Connect with the most beautiful green crystal in the middle of the earth. It's a heart shape. Wrap your energy around this crystal. This crystal represents the mother. She is grounded. She feels safe, protected, honorable, dignified, kind, strong, patient, loving, wise. Merge your energy with this energy and draw it up in your own time. Draw it up through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Draw it up through the soles of your feet. That's right. Gently filling up your legs. Moving up your spine, filling up your organs and into your heart. Magnify this feeling by 1,000-fold. Send this up all the way through your body, up and out through the top of your head. Keep breathing. Send it up and out through the ceiling, up and out into the morning sky. And go, send it up out into the universe. Connect with the most expansive white light, which is never ending. Imagine that you're connecting in with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. You're connecting in with their wisdom, their joy, their love. Breathe and smile. Now imagine that you're connecting in with the energy of the Father, a masculine energy. Any sounds that you hear, allow those sounds to not be a distraction. Just let them pass you by, because life is full of distraction. Stay focused on my words and the feelings in your body connect with that white light. It represents strength. That's right, courage, joy, focus, deep knowing, laughter, graciousness, facing fears every day and kindly and gently moving through them with grace, dignity, and ease. Ever growing, ever expanding. Draw these energies down now as quick as you can. Draw them back down through the atmosphere, down through the morning sky, through the ceiling, and through the top of your head. Imagine that there are birds around you singing the morning chorus. Draw the energy of white, pure light, love and wisdom, all of these masculine energies down in through the top of your head. Draw them down through your cells, molecules and electrons, filling you up, lighting each cell up one by one like the lights on a Christmas tree. Use your breath to move this energy gently around your body. If you are in any discomfort at any point in your body, just rest your awareness there. Smile and fuel yourself up with this white light, this love, this knowing, this healing light. Keep breathing and smile. Send this energy down to your toes, down to your fingers, and then bring your awareness back to your heart, merging the energy, the crystalline mother energy from below in your heart with the white light masculine energy from above. As above, so below. Breathe. Now give yourself permission to let go of all worries, fears, and anxieties. Send that energy all the way back down through your body, out into the underground streams. And imagine there is a small version of you sitting on the riverbank of an underground river, watching your worries, your fears, your anxieties just gently being washed away. And imagine those worries, those fears, those anxieties are being sent to the other side of the world. They're going to a desert, and this water is transporting your worries, your fears, your anxieties. It's washing and purifying them and filling up water holes in the desert. And imagine that there are camels and other animals and birds coming to this water hole now, replenishing themselves with the transmutation of your worries, fears, and anxieties, which are magically being transported into lightness, love, joy, into an energy that is fueling animals and birds on the other side of the world. Now, as this is happening in the background, just let it go. I want you to take your awareness to the center of your head. And I want you to imagine there's a mini version of you in your head. Imagine that your head is the attic of a house. You're safe. In the middle of the room, you see a spiral staircase with a sturdy rail to help you balance. Start walking down this staircase, one step at a time. Keep breathing and smiling. Go down one step at a time. Deeper and deeper. One step at a time. You're holding on to the stair rail. Keep going down inside of you. Deeper and deeper. And deeper, one step at a time. Now, you get to the bottom of the stairs and you can see a beautiful wooden door. With curiosity, knowing that you are safe, gently open the door and look inside. It's pink and warm. This is the inside of your heart. Gently open the door and step inside. Close the door behind you. You see a really comfy couch, a sofa on the other side of the room. Gently walk into your heart. You're surrounded in pink. It's fluffy, warm and cozy. Walk over to the other side of your heart chamber. You see a mirror on the wall and a dressing table. There's a beautiful stool. Pull it out, sit down and look in the mirror. Look deep into your eyes and say good morning. And now say out loud, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. And again, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. And one more time. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I love you. I thank you. There's a piece of paper on the dressing table with a pen. It's like a quill. Pick it up and write down what your one focus is for this month. Is it your health, your career, or your relationships? Your relationships start with yourself. So it can be relationship with self or others. Just trust what you write down on that piece of paper and circle it so that you're really clear that this is your focus for this month. Health, relationships, career. Okay. Keep breathing and smiling. Keep your focus on your heart. You are inside the chamber of your heart. Smile. What is the one big result that you want for yourself in the area of your life by the end of this month? Your one focus. What is it? What is the one big result that you would like for yourself by the end of this month regarding your health, your relationship, or your career? Trust the awareness that comes to you now. Get a sense of what it is that you want for yourself, the one big result that you want for yourself in the area of your health, relationship, or career by the end of this month. Keep breathing and smiling. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Now pick up your pen in your imagination and write in your imagination your goal in this exact way. Trust what you see on the page as you write this in your imagination now. It is now. Write the date 1 month from now. I have or I am. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you have created that one big result for you in your life this month? Just sense into what it is and trust. It is now.
1 month from now.
I have or I am. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've created that as your reality in your life? Okay, open your eyes and write that down. It is now.
Write the date 1 month from now.
I have or I am now. What is the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you have created what it is that you want for yourself in that area of your life? That is how you write your goal. That is how you create your future reality. And that is how you set your subconscious mind up. Step one. It needs to be a concise statement. Trust what came to you now. And you want to write it in the present tense as if it's already happened. Trust what you just wrote. Close your eyes and come back to your heart. How are you going to celebrate the accomplishment of this goal?
Write the date 1 month from now.
2019. I have or I am. What? How are you going to celebrate having created that as your reality in your life? Make sure it is self-initiated and self-maintained. This is a key to manifesting your goals. It has to be self-initiated and self-maintained. Your pen down. How does that feel? Feel into the celebration. How does it feel celebrating the accomplishment of your one big result that you got for yourself this month? And write down feels. Okay, put your pen down. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. What in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Write your answer down. Make it succinct. What else in your life do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Trust your pen. What else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Gently close your eyes. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Feel into what it feels like as you celebrate in your own way with yourself the achievement of your big result in the key area of your life that is your primary focus this month. This feeling is the fuel that's going to move you from A to B. We can feel a certain way in any given moment. Now ask yourself, circle that feeling, the feeling that you are going to feel as you celebrate the achievement of your goal this month. Ask yourself this question: how can I create, have, or be more? Add in the word, the emotional state that you want to feel, that you're going to be feeling when you're celebrating the achievement of your goal. You've circled it, it's on your page. How can I create, have, or be more in my life right now and have fun with it? Now write three different ways down quickly that you know that you've created that feeling for yourself in your life today. How can I create, have, or be more? Look at your word, the way you want to feel as you're celebrating the achievement of your goal, May the 1st, in my life right now, and have fun with it. Trust what comes out of your pen. 3 points that you have of how you will know that you've created that for your life and your world today. How can I create, have, or be more, insert your word, in my life right now, and have fun with it. Gently close your eyes, breathe and smile. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. And say out loud, I am a powerful manifester now. I am a powerful manifester now. And just for fun, you can ask yourself, how can I be an even more powerful manifester in my life right now and have fun with it? Gently open your eyes, wiggle your fingers and toes. Just connect in, how are you feeling now? Check in with how you were feeling at the beginning of our practice. Check your intention. How did you want to feel at the end of this practice? How are you feeling now? Have you met your intention, or is it in process? How are you feeling now? Or is it in process? And what I'd love you to do now is just to sit with that energy, look at what you've written, that feeling of celebration, having created your big result. Remember, when the whys are big enough, the hows will follow. Relook at what you wrote yesterday. It's in the front of your journal. Why are you here? Why is it important? You will be feeling a little expanded right now. Trust the process. Keep asking yourself that question. How can I create, have, or be more in my life right now, and have fun with it? Did you meet your intention, or is it in process? Have an amazing day. I will see you later for the end of the day practice. Namaste.